Okay, good afternoon, everybody. Today's daf, tomorrow's daf, whatever. The daf we're learning today is Chulin daf Samech Ches. We are holding at the very top of daf Samech Ches Amud Aleph, the beginning of the fourth perek of Maseches Chulin. So this perek is going to discuss basically about fetuses. There's a din that you have by a behema, which is such an unusual din. It's a din min haTorah called a ben pakua, that if a behema is pregnant and you shecht the pregnant behema and you find the baby inside of the mother, that baby does not require its own shechita, whether you find it alive or dead. And even if it's chopped up into pieces, or if it survives and walks around, mito raisa does not require shechita in order to eat it. There is a machlokas tanoim if it was alive, where Rameir holds it does require shechita. The chacham holds that it's mutar b'shechita simo. The pasuk says, "V'kol behema mafres parso v'shosah shesa shtei prasos malas geir b'behema osa tochelu." So Chazal darshi in two ways. Number one, that the second time the word babehema appears in the pasuk, it's going back on the first time the word behema appears in the pasuk, and therefore we view it as if it says behema, babehema tochelu, that an animal inside of another animal, you're allowed to eat. And then the second thing we darshan is that the second babehema goes back on the word kol, as if it says kol babehema tochelu, that whatever you find inside the behema, you're allowed to eat. So once a ben pakua has walked on the ground, the chum holds that at least midrabanan it requires shechita, and according to Rav Shimon Shazuri, even midrabanan it's not going to require shechita. We'll get to those sugyas in about a week from now. Then there's another din about a ben pakua, and that is that if an eiver goes chutz l'michitzaso, and this we're going to deal with on today's daf, that if an eiver of the fetus sticks out of the mother before the mother was shechted, that eiver is aser ba'achila. We're going to see that there's a machlokas amoraim if it pulls the eiver back in inside the mother and then you shecht the mother, whether that eiver becomes mutter with the shechita of the mother. But once rosho or rubo of the fetus comes out, then it's considered to be nolad, it's considered to be born, and the shechita of the mother will no longer do anything for that fetus. Now, the parak is also going to discuss the dinam of tuma of a ben pakua. If it dies and it's still inside the womb of the mother, and you go and reach inside and you touch it, and we're also going to talk about Rachman al Tzlan, if a woman has a stillborn still inside of her, whether it's metame, and the dinam of tuma balua. That's going to be much later in the parak. But in today's daf, fundamentally, what we're going to talk about is the following. The Mishnah is going to talk about if limbs of a fetus emerge and then are then cut off, are they included in the shechita of the mother? Then the Gemara is going to discuss that Rav holds that an aver that once emerged is not covered by the mother's shechita, and the Gemara is going to question that from three different places. That's going to be the entire Amud Aleph and a little bit of Amud, and about half of Amud Beis is the discussion of Rav, and then about halfway down Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to introduce us to Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that the aver that emerged and returned is kosher with the mother's shechita. And the Gemara is going to reject that opinion of Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Then the Gemara is going to have a machlokas whether an individual limb can be said to have been born. Do we assume that there is that there's leida on evarim? Yesh leida le'evarim or ein leida le'evarim? So we'll see what the nafkamina is when we get there. So let us begin again at the Mishnah on Daf Samaches Amud Aleph. So we're going to learn this din called Ben Pakua, that if you shech the behemah and you find the fetus inside of it, the fetus is mutar b'achila without shechting it, because the shechita of the mother works for the fetus. So our Mishnah discusses, what if the fetus sticks out one of its yadayim, or it sticks out its rosh, and it then pulls back in, is that also going to be covered by the shechita of the mother? So behemah makasha leleid, you have a behemah that's in labor, v'hotio ubaris yado, and the uber sticks out one of its forelegs, v'chzira, and then it pulls that leg back in, mutar ba'achila. It's going to be mutar ba'achila because sticking its hand out is not considered to be a leida that would therefore warrant its own requirement of shechita. It will still be covered by the shechita of the mother. Now, what do you mean? What's mutar ba'achila? The hand that stuck out is mutar ba'achila, or the rest of the fetus is mutar ba'achila? That's going to be today's sugya. That we're going to see in today's Gemara. It's not clear from the Mishnah. Hotzias Rosho, once the fetus stuck its head out, Aval Pi Shechziro, even though it brought its head back in before the mother was shechted, Hareza Kiyalut, so then the Uber is considered to have already been born, the Shechita of the mother will not be matered anymore, because sticking the head out of the Uber is considered to be a real Leda, so if it's alive, it requires its own Shechita, and if it's dead, it's a Nevela, that it's not going to be kosher. The Rosh Yosef says, you know, it's a little bit funny, because the Reisha says, that if it sticks out its yad, it's mutter ba'achila. So the Seifa should have said, when it sticks out its rosh, it's asr ba'achila. Not what the Seifa says, though. The Seifa says, harei ze ki yolud. So I don't know, why didn't the Reisha say, ein ze ki yolud? You know, why did we change the language over here from mutter ba'achila to harei ze ki yolud? So the Rosh Yosef suggests, because in the Seifa, you can't say asr ba'achila, because even though it's not nitar b'shchitas imo, but you could shecht it, meaning the baby, if it comes out and walks around, so it's alive, so it's still kosher, you could still shecht it, and the Reisha couldn't just say enu kiyalud, because then we would have been medayik that din is dafka when it pulls the limb back in, but if it doesn't pull the limb back in, then maybe it is kiyalud, and that ever might become mutter when you shecht the uber itself, and that's not true, because we consider it to the simanim already to be shechted when you shecht the mother, so shechit of the uber would do nothing in that case. So that's why the Mishnah had to use the formulations that it used. Next case in the Mishnah says the Mishnah. Next case, chotech uber shebemei eha. If you cut off one of the limbs that are inside the womb, so mutar ba'achila. Even the part that's cut off is mutar ba'achila when you shecht the mother. The Aver is not considered to be asr mishum aver menachai, and we darshan this from the pasuk because the pasuk says bebehema osato chelu, that anything that's still inside the behema is osato chelu. You're allowed to eat anything that's still inside of that behema. So minatchol minaklayos. But let's say what you reach in and cut is not a piece of the uber. What you reach in and cut is some of the internal organs of the mother. You start cutting away from the mother's spleen or from its kidneys. So even though those now severed organs are inside the cavity of the mother's body, when you do the shechita, they do not become mutter with the shechita that you do on the mother. Ze haklal, the rule is, davar shegufa aser, she'eino gufa mutter. Anything that is part of the guf of the behema that was cut off and remains inside, that is not going to become mutter with the shechita of the mother. But something that's not part of the mother's body, like the ubar and the limbs of the ubar, that becomes mutter with the shechita of the mother. Okay, so now says the Gemara, we had said in the Mishnah that if the ubar sticks out a yad and then pulls that yad back in, we very cryptically said mutter b'achila. It may be eaten. We didn't say what may be eaten. The uber may be eaten, or even that yad that it stuck out may be eaten. So Amar Rav Yudom Rav, ve'iver atzmo, aser. So Rav says, not the yad. The yad is going to be aser ba'achila. Because even though the uber becomes mutter with the shechita of the mother, the yad is going to be aser. Why? My time, Amar Krak, as the pasuk says, baser b'sada treifa lo sochelu. So from the fact that he uses the lashon of sada, which makes it sound like something that's a wide open expanse where there's nothing that blocks or limits or fences in. So the Chazal darshan that any basar that requires a mechitza in order to be matirat ba'achila, like an ubar where it requires the mechitza of the mother's womb in order to allow the shechita of the mother to work for it. So anytime there's a mechitza that's required, kivan sheyatza basar mechutz mechitza, so when such basar leaves its mechitza, then it becomes aser ba'achila, even if it subsequently went back inside of that mechitza. So the uber has this mechitza of the mother's womb. The aver, the yad, left that mechitza, so that yad remains aser forever. Why is it aser? So the Imre Moshe in Simen Dalid says, you know, this is a machlokas rishonim, what the nature of this iser is, meaning that yad that stuck out of the mother. What is the nature of that iser? Is it an iser of aver menachai? And the fact that the Torah calls it a basar basad a treifa, that it has the din of a treifa, is just to tell me that the shechit is not matir it and mela, it has the din of evar min achai? Or do we say, no, it's not evar min achai, it's treifa, it has the din of a treifa. Nafkamina would be, can a ben noach eat it? A ben noach is allowed to eat a treifa. A ben noach is not allowed to eat evar min achai. So what about this yad that stuck out? So is it a treifa or is it evar min achai? According to Rashi, evar that's yotze, that it did not pull back in, even without the pasuk of basar basad treifa becomes asr, because it was yatzach chutz mimichitzaso, it's no longer included in behema ba behema tochelu, right? That it's an animal inside of another animal. So the shechita will simply not be chal on it, and of course it's going to be evar min achai. And the pasuk of basar basad treifa was coming to him mechadesh that even if it pulls the limb back in, even then it's asr. The Rambam and the Ravid in Hilchos Machlos Asuros seem to say that if the Aver is cut off after the Shechita, you don't get Malkus for Aver Menachai, because it was Nitar Al Yidei the Shechita from the Yisra of Aver Menachai. It's a separate Yisra of Bas Basad Treifa, and it has a din of Treifa. So it's not a din of Aver Menachai. So that's what the Imre Moshe suggests. This seems to be a Machlokas. We showed him what exactly the nature of this Yisra is. The Prima Gadim writes that initially in Yerodea Simin Yodalin, that yeah, it's Taka Machlokas Rishonim. However, as he continues to analyze and to assess, he says, you know what? It's not a Machlokas Rishonim. Everyone holds it's not Evar Menachai, that it is Trefa. It is Mutter, therefore, for a Ben Noach. So again, bottom line is that Rav learnt the Mishnah, that when the Mishnah said that if it sticks a Yad out and then pulls the Yad back in, that it's Mutter Ba'achila, it means that the rest of the Ubar is Mutter Ba'achila, but the Aver Atzmo is going to be Aser. The Aver that emerged from the mother is always going to be Aser. So the Gemara is going to challenge Rav from three different Marmakomos. So challenge number one, and the answer to all the challenges is going to be the same. So there's going to be some consistency and repetition here. So challenge number one, Tanan, Be'ema Makasha Leilat Votzi Uber Siyad, V'chzira Mutter Ba'achila, that our Mishnah said that if the Behema sticks out one of its limbs and pulls the limb back in, so it's Mutter Ba'achila. My lava Aver, what's Mutter Ba'achila? Doesn't it mean that the Aver that emerged is in fact Mutter Ba'achila? And Rav had said that no, it's not, that the Aver is Aser Ba'achila, that only the rest of the fetus is Mutter Ba'achila. So it says, lo, a'ubar. No. The Mishnah, Rav was teaching the Mishnah, that when the Mishnah said Mutter Ba'achila, meant the rest of the Uber. It did not mean the Aver. So it says, yeah, but then Ia Uber, if we're when the Mishnah said that it's Mutter, it's talking about the Uber, my ear. Why do you have to say that the limb went back in? Even if it didn't pull the limb back in, the uber is going to be mutter ba'achila, right? Meaning, what's the chiddush that hechzira? Because when you do the shechit of the aim, of course the parts of the uber that never left are going to be mutter ba'achila. So says the Gemara, you're right. The heter of the Mishnah is going only on the uber, not on the aver. And the truth is, even if it didn't pull the limb back in, the Uber would still be Mutter Ba'achila. But once the Seifa wanted to tell me the din, that Hotzias Rosho, that if the fetus stuck its head out, even though it pulled it back in, it's considered to have already been born and therefore is going to require its own Shechita. So Tanami Reisha Hechzira. So the Reisha tells me, case of Hechzira as well, that the Uber is Mutter Ba'achila, even though in Achrami there's no Chiddush in the Reisha. Of course, the Uber is Mutter Ba'achila. The whole Chiddush is in the Seifa, that if it sticks its head out, even though it stuck its head back in, it pulled its head back in, it's no longer going to be covered by the Shechita of the mother. So it says, that's the Chiddush? The Seifa, my Kamashvalan, what's the big Chiddush of the Seifa? The Kevin the Yatza Rosho, Havila Leida? What? That if the animal, the baby, stuck his head out, that's considered a Leida? I need our Mishnah to tell me that. Tanina, we already know this from a Mishnah in Meseches Bechoros, that the Mishnah Meseches Bechoros tells me, just a little bit of background, when it comes to a Bechor, there are two dinim about a firstborn. Number one, the din of Nachla, that he's Yoresh Pishnayim in his father's Yerusha, And if he dies, then the next child does not get Pishnayim. He doesn't just take the place as the Bechor. So Chazal in Maseches Babasra, where we learn all the Dinim of Yerusha, derived this from the Pasuk, he has a Bechor, Ben Asnua, Yakir, Lassis, Lo Pishnayim, Bechol Asher Yimatzei Lo, Ki Hu, Reishis, Ono, Lo, Mishpat HaBechor. That the Din of pushing off his brothers from the Din of Bechor is Dafka, if the father would be sad over his death. Reishis Ono. Ono is the lashon of Aninus, of Avelus. That it has to be someone who had life to him at one point, and then he would get Pishnayim. So that's only if it's a Vlad Ben Kayama, that the pregnancy lasted a full 9 months, but if it was a Nefel, if it was a miscarriage, so then the next born is a Bechor Lenachala, right? Meaning if a woman has a miscarriage in the fifth month or something, and then the next child that's born is a boy, so then that's the Bechor. A Bechor Lenachla is the status of a Bechor Lenachla is not going to be taken away from the first surviving child if the previous child was never a Bar Kayama to begin with. It has to be Reishis Ono. The previous child, in order to take away the status of Bechor from any subsequent child, has to be someone that the father would have Aninus over. And the second din of Bechor is the din of Pidyon HaBen, that the Pasuk in Chumash says, Kaddish li kol Bechor petah kol rachim v'nei Yisrael, badum v'vehim alihu. So that's talui in which came out first from the rechem. So whichever came out first from the rechem is the petah rechem of the mother, and is going to have such a din of Pidyon HaBen. So the Mishnah, Maseches Bechoros, tells us, Ezehu Bechor l'nachla ve'eno Bechor l'kohanim. What would be an example of that which is a Bechor as far as Yerusha is concerned, as far as Pishnayim, but is not a Bechor as far as Kohanim are concerned, as far as Pidyon HaBen is concerned? So Haba Achar Nefalim, if one is born after a Nefel, a miscarriage, which didn't stand a chance. So Afal Pi Sheyotza Robo, Sheyotza Rosho, even though the Nefel may have stuck out its head and Chai, and while it was alive, and then it pulled its head back in, and then the next one came out as a Ben Kayama, oh Ben Tisha Sheyotza Rosho Umes, or a full 9 month pregnancy where the fetus stuck its head out, but he was dead. So in both of those cases, the next one is a Bechor L'Nachla, because the first one was not a Ben Kayama, so he doesn't cost his brother from being a Bechor L'Nachla, because he's not someone whose father would have Aninus and Avelus over. He would not be... he'd be distraught, but not as distraught as one is when, Rachman al-Islam, one loses a child. But the second child in that case would not be a Bechor L'Pidyon HaBen, because he was not the Petarechem. It's the first one that was Petarechem. So what do we see from this Mishnah? What we see from this Mishnah is that the sticking out of the head is considered a Leida. And that's the Gemara's point over here. What we want to know, what is the Chiddush of this, of our Mishnah? It's not in the Reisha. The Chiddush of our Mishnah is only in the Seifa. So we said, oh yeah? The Chiddush in the Seifa is what? That if it sticks out its head, that that's considered to be a Bechor. I already know this from the Mishnah Bechoros. How do I see it from the Mishnah Bechoros? Because Taima de Rosh HaMeis. The whole reason that the second one is a Bechor L'Nachla and not the first one is because when it's the first one stuck out its head, it was already dead. HaRosh HaChai, but if the first one stuck out its head while it was alive, Haba Achra Bechor L'Nachla Nami Lohavi, then the one afterwards would not even be a Bechor L'Nachla. Why would it not be a Bechor L'Nachla? Because the first one would have been considered born. So therefore you see that we already know from the Mishnah Bechoros that sticking out a head is considered a birth. V'chitema, maybe you're going to tell me that I need the Mishnah Bechoros and I need the Mishnah here in Maseches Chulin, because Ashmi'inon ba'adam v'kamash malon ba'behema, that the Mishnah Maseches Bechoros came to teach me that the head emerging is considered a birth for a human being, and our Mishnah is not talking about a human being, it's talking about an animal. So it comes to tell me that the head emerging is considered a birth for an animal, da'adam v'behema, because after all, maybe I cannot derive the din of birthing of an Adam from birthing of a behema. After all, the in prosdor le behema, there is no prosdor in the Beis HaRechem of a behema. Anatomically, the behema doesn't have the same canal that the birthing canal that a human being has, and therefore the Yetzias HaRosh is much more exposed, and maybe that's why it's considered a Leida. But by a woman, there is a prosdor. And therefore, therefore the Yetzias HaRosh is not as evident, and therefore Yetzias HaRosh by a woman maybe wouldn't be considered a Leida. So that's why I needed to tell me that not only by a Behemah, but by a human being as well. And Behemah Me'odom Lo Yalfa, and to just tell me that by a human being sticking out the head is a birth would not be enough to tell me that by a Behemah, the same is true, the Chashav parts of Panim Didei, because the facial image of a human being is a Davar Chashav, and therefore the head of a human being is it's significant, it's entirely different. That's the whole Tzelem Elokim of the human being is in the person's face. But a Behemah doesn't have a Tzelem Elokim, so a Behemah Mali, whether it's stuck out its leg or its tail or its head, or it's all just parts of a Behemah. So therefore, I would think that would not be considered more significant, and therefore would not be considered a birth. And that's why I needed two Mishnayos. I need a Mishnah over here in the beginning of the fourth parakum Maseches Chulin to tell me by a Behemah that when the head emerges, that is considered a birth, and that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. And I need a Mishnah Maseches Bechoros to tell me that when the head emerges from a human being, that it's considered a birth. Says the Gemara, Nah, Hanami Tanina. We already know that as well from a Mishnah that by a Behemah, it's from a Mishnah that we're going to have later on, that by a Behemah sticking out that is considered a birth. I don't need the Sefer of our Mishnah to be Mechadishit, because after all, Shil Yashiyatsa Mechtsasa, because the Mishnah is going to tell me that if you have the embryonic sac that partially emerged and then you shecht the Behemah, Asura Ba'achila, that entire Shilya is Asa Ba'achila, because maybe the head of the Uber was in that part of the Shilya that had emerged, and therefore it's considered that the Behemah was already born, and the Shechit of the mother will not be Matirit, and the Shilya is going to be Asr, even though we don't see an Uber in the Shilya. We know that there must have been a Vlad that was in that Shilya, just somehow got mushed. So maybe the crushing of its head, or the mushiness of his head, was in that, or the mushed head was in that little bit of a Shilya that emerged. Kesimin Vlad B'Isha. Just like the Shilya is a Simin Vlad B'Isha, Kach Simin Vlad B'Behema. So to the Shilya is a Simin Vlad B'Behema. So you see in the Mishnah that the emergence of the head is considered a Leda, and that's why the Shilya is going to be Asr, because we always have to be concerned that maybe the head has in fact emerged. So E Amrit Bishlama Resha Dafka. See, if you're going to tell me that in our Mishnah, when it said that the Uber stuck out its yad and then pulled its yad back in, that it's mutter, that we Dafka, it's only mutter because it was Hechziro. And why is it only mutter because it's Hechziro? Because what's mutter? The yad itself is mutter. Meaning, had the Behemoth stuck its yad out and never pulled it back in, obviously it's not covered by the Shechita of the mother. But once it pulls it back in, it's mutter. So Tana Seifa to Reisha. Then I understand why it mentions Hechziro in the case of the Seifa of the head emerging. Because there's no Chiddush in the Seifa. That's what we just spent all this time proving. That there's no Chiddush in the Seifa about the Rosh emerging, qualifying as a birth. Eliyamrit lo de Reisha Dafka. But if you're going to say that the Hechziro of the Reisha is Lav Dafka, as Rav is trying to tell us, that whether it's Hechziro or not Hechziro, the Aver is going to be Usser anyway, and it's only the rest of the fetus that's going to be Mutter, Velo de Seifa Dafka, and the Hechziro of the Seifa is also Lav Dafka, because we already know the din, that if a Behemoth sticks its head out, that it's that's considered a birth. Well then, Lama Leil Misni Klal, why does it mention Hechziro at all in our Mishnah? So isn't this a Kasha on Rav? So says Gemara, lo, the Olam A'ubar. When the Reisha says that if the Behemoth sticks its hand out and then pulls it back in, that it's Mutter Ba'achila, it does not mean that the Yad is Mutter Ba'achila, it means the Ubar is Mutter Ba'achila. Why then does it mention that it sticks its hand back in, even if it keeps its hand out, the Uber is Mutter Ba'achila? Ukadam Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, like Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, with regard to another price, as we're going to see, that lo nitzcha l'makom chatoch, that what it's telling me about is the very spot where you cut off that limb, that if you cut off that limb that emerged out of the mother, that spot where you cut it off would be on the precipice. It would be right on the doorstep between the inside of the mother and the outside of the mother. It would be right on the edge of the rechem. So, Hachanami, lo nitzcha l'makom chatoch. So we'd say the same thing over here, that the spot where you cut that aver would be mutter when the aver is pulled back in. If meaning if the uber did not pull the aver back in prior to the shechita, we need to leave a part of the uber that's found from the edge of the rechem and outward, cut it off and throw that out, because it would not be included in the shechita of the mother. But since it pulled the aver back in, so we could be mitzamtzem and say that the makom chatoch, that the spot that was mamish on the edge, is considered as if it never emerged and is therefore kosher. So that's the nafkamina between hechziro and not hechziro, is about the makom chatoch itself. It's about the spot where it was right on the edge of the beis harechem and the outside of the body. So that's the chiddush of the reisha. So says Gemara, okay, now let's challenge Rav from a second source. So as we said, we're going to challenge Rav from three different sources. So Tashma, we're going to challenge Rav from a brisa. Behema makasha lele. If you have a behema that's in labor, hotzi uber es yado, and the uber sticks out its yad vechzira, and it pulls the yad right back in vacharkach shachat esimo, and then you shach the mother muter ba'achila. It may be eaten shachat esimo vacharkach vechzira, but if you shach the mother and then it pulls its yad back in, aser ba'achila, it may not be eaten. Hotzi es yado v'chatocha, if it stuck out its yad and you quickly cut that yad right off, v'acharkach shachar esimo, and then you shech the mother, shebchutz tamei v'yaser, the whatever was stuck out and you cut off is ever menachai and it is aser, v'shebefnim tahor umutter, but whatever is on the inside is tahor umutter. Whatever the fetus on the inside, it does not become tamei because it touched the aver that is tamei, because it only touched him while it was still alive, and there is no din of tumas ochlin while something is still alive. It's only an ochel once it's shechted. Shachat asimo v'achar kachatocha. But if you shecht the mother and then you cut off this aver that emerged, so then habasar maga nevela. The meat of this ubar is maga nevela. It's like something that touched a nevela, because after the shechita, the behema and the uber are considered to be an ochel, so it could be mekabel tumas ochlin from that aver that emerged, and that aver that emerged has tumas nevela. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's Rabbi Meir's shita, that just like the shchita of the mother is not matir the aver that emerged ba'achila, so too it's not mitaher the aver that emerges from tumas nevela. The Chum omrim maga trefa shchuta, and the Chum say, nah, it's only tamei like something. The aver is tamei like a trefa that is shechted, and therefore, if it touches basar, it's going to be metameit. The chamol, that since the aver is connected to the uber at the time of the shechita of the mother is metameit from the tuma of aver menachai, just like the shechita of a trefa is metarit from tumas nevela. But the chacham goes there, a special tuma on a trefa that is shechted, that it's metame kodshim when it touches it. So that's the only type of tuma you have over here. So the Gemara explains, what's the raya from the brisa? Where do we see from this brisa that Rav is incorrect? Katani mi reisha, because the reisha, the brisa says, hotzi uber es yado v'chzira, that if the uber sticks its yad out and pulls it back in, v'achar kach shachat esimo, and then you shech the mother, mutter ba'achila, that it is mutter ba'achila. My love a'ever, what's mutter ba'achila? Aren't we saying that the aver that went out, that emerged, is mutter ba'achila because it went back in? And that's against Rav. Rav says the aver is aser, only the uber is mutter ba'achila. So says Gemara, lo a uber. No, the aver was never meant to be mutar ba'achila. It's the uber that's mutar ba'achila. Well, ia uber, if the uber is what the price is telling us mutar ba'achila, ema seifa, the seifa goes on to say shachat asimo, that if you shach the mother v'acharkach hechziro, and then it pulls the yad back in, aser ba'achila, it's aser ba'achila, the uber, my aser. But if we're talking about the uber, why would the uber be aser ba'achila just because you shachted the mother when one yad was sticking out of the mother's rechem? Why would that make the uber aser ba'achila? That doesn't make any sense. So says the Gemara, and this should sound familiar, k'damar Rav Nachman Yitzchak lo nitzcha l'makom chatoch. No, when the Braisa wanted to be mechadesh ha-heter, it was telling us that the makom chatoch is mutar ba'achila. So achinami lo nitzcha l'makom chatoch. So if the uber sticks its yad back in prior to the shechita, the makom chatoch is mutar ba'achila. But if it leaves the yad dangling out of the mother at the time of the Shechita, then the Makom Chatoch is Asur Ba'achila. The Aver, for sure, Asur Ba'achila. The Uber itself, for sure, Mutter Ba'achila. What's Asur Ba'achila? What's the Chiddush of what's Asur Ba'achila? The Makom Chatoch, the very place where it's cut. Now we move on to the third and final Raya. Eini, is Rav really correct? Va'kiyas Avimi mi Bechozai, when Avimi came from Bechozai, Asur Ba'isi Masnisa Biyadei, he came with a Brisa in hand, and the Brisa spoke about that the Torah says, V'kalbe, so we learn the heter of an uber that's inside the mother, that the Chazal Darshan, that the Babahima goes on the word behema, that behema, Babahima tochelu, that the behema inside of another behema may be eaten. So the Brisa that Avimi brought in hand darshans that the word parsa and parsos that are said in the pasuk are similarly darshaned, that sometimes you're allowed to eat all of the limbs of the uber, and sometimes you can only eat some of the limbs of the uber. So parsa hechzir, if let's say it stuck out two of its legs and it pulled one of them back in, achol, so you could eat it. Prasos hechzir achol. If stuck out two legs and pulled both of them back in, you could eat it. So my love, hechzir parsa achol parsa, isn't it telling us that if it stuck out one leg and brought it back in, you can eat that parsa that it stuck out and pulled back in? And if it stuck out two parsos, you can eat both of them? So don't you see beferish against Rav that whatever it stuck out of the mother and then pulled back in is going to be kosher with the shechita of the mother against Rav? So says my love, hechzir parsa. No. All the Brisa means to say is that even though it stuck out one parsa, the shechita of the mother will still be matir the rest of the ubar, but not that parsa that it stuck out. Well, e ubar. Well, if it's only about the uber being kosher, then even if it didn't pull back the parsa, it should be mutter. So says Rav Nachum Yitzchak Lenitzcha El Makom Chatach. This was the original context of Rav Nachum Yitzchak's statement that it's only coming to be matir the makom of the chatach, the place where it is cut. But wait a second, there are two psukim that the Brisa darshened. There's the pasuk of parsa and the pasuk of parsos. So to be matir the makom chatach, you don't need both of these psukim. That just like when it sticks out one leg, and it pulls it back in, we're matir the makom chatoch. So too by shtei prasos. Why would there be a difference? So my love, chad le'ever v'chad the makom chatoch, is if there are two psukim, isn't that coming to be matir more than just the makom chatoch? It's coming to be matir the limb that emerged as well, and therefore it's against Rav that the limb that emerges and comes back in is apparently going to be mutter with the shechita of the mother. So says more low. Chad the makom chatoch. You're right. It's two psukim. One to tell me that the makom chatoch is mutter if it sticks the limb back out and pulls. If it sticks the limb out and pulls it back in. V'chad the kolut b'mei para. And the other telling me a different thing. Now let's say you have a fetus that doesn't have split hooves, but the fetus is developing inside the womb of a kosher animal that does have split hooves. Alibed Rabbi Shimon. V'alibed Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Shimon, Dom Rabbi Shimon. Kolot ben para asr, that a kolot ben para is asr ba'achila, that if a cow gives birth to a camel, you're not allowed to eat that camel, according to Rabbi Shimon. So the chiddush of this pasuk is that's true, that if a cow gives birth to a camel, you may not eat that camel. That's only if the camel ever emerged from the cow. Aval b'meyimo shari, but if the camel remained inside the womb of the cow, then even Rabbi Shimon is moda that you're allowed to eat it. That's what we learn from the pasuk of parsa, that it says behema bebehema tochelu, that even if it only has one parsa and not shtei prasos, that it doesn't mean one leg, two legs. It means that on its hoof, it's not split. It doesn't have shtei prasos. It's not a fully split hoof. It's only a one parsa. It's still going to be mutter with the shechita of the mother. So all of that was the shita of Rav. So we had Rav's shita that the behema sticks out one of its limbs, even if it pulls that limb back in, and then you shech the mother, you may not eat that limb. And we challenged Rav from three different places, and we answered the challenge each and every time, and it was in fact the same answer each and every time. Now says the Gemara, Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ve'ever Atzmo mutter. Ula disagrees. Ula b'shem Rabbi Yochanan disagrees, and he says the Aver itself is going to be mutter. That if the baby sticks out an Aver, and then you shech the mother while the Aver is dangling out, so that Aver is going to be asr. But if it's machzir, if it pulls the Aver back in, and then you shech the mother, that even that Aver is mutter. So Amalei Rav Yehuda l'Ula, so Rav Yehuda said to Ula, v'Rav u'Shmuel damri tavayu Aver atzmo asr. Rav and Shmuel both say that the Aver itself is asr. We just spent the whole daf, a whole amud and a half, talking about how Rav holds that the Aver atzmo is asr. It's interesting. We spent the whole daf talking about how Rav holds that the Aver atzmo is asr. This is the first time we're hearing that Shmuel holds that way as well. Right? How come we haven't heard about that till now? So the Pnei Aryeh raises this question. Why did Rav Yehuda, when he quoted Rav, not quote Shmuel? Rav Yehuda learned by both of them. We have throughout Chas, I'm Rav Yehuda Rav, I'm Rav Yehuda Shmuel. Right? Rav Yehuda knew what both Rav and Shmuel said. So how come he only mentioned on Amud Aleph? The whole discussion until now was only about Rav. If Shmuel also, it's a pretty big name to omit from the team that holds that the Aver Atzmo is Aser. So the Pnei Aryeh suggests that it could be that since in Hilchos so it's not necessary to mention Shmuel. Aye, then how come right now we're mentioning Shmuel against Ula? That's because Ula came with his own ammunition. Ula said, you know who disagrees? Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. Rav Rabbi Yochanan, halacha Rabbi Yochanan. So how you get, that's another klal in halacha. That Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan. Ooh, so how am I going to convince him not to pass like Rabbi Yochanan against Rav? I need a Rabbim against the Yachid. I need to team up Rav with somebody else. So now I'll reveal that Shmuel agrees with Rav as well. That Shmuel also holds that, like Rav, that the Aver Atzmo is Aser. So how can you tell me that that the Aver Atzmo, how can you, Ula, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, tell me that the Aver Atzmo is Mutter, but after all, Rav and Shmuel say, Aver Atzmo Aser, so Amalei, so Ula says, Rav Yehuda, Man Yavla Me'afra D'Rav Shmuel, Malinan Ayanin. If only someone could give us the dirt of the Kvarim of Rav and Shmuel, and we would fill our eyes with it, because we love Rav and Shmuel so much. We have such enormous respect for Rav and Shmuel. In the Ri Ben Yakar, in the Pirush HaTfilos, he writes that which some of the minug, that they kiss the offer on Kvarim, that's based on this Gemara, that to show respect to the offer of Kvarim, to the dirt on a kever, comes from this Gemara, that here you have Rav and Shmuel already deceased, and we're saying, if only we could just get our hands on the dirt of their kever. The Pnei Aryeh writes this is why it says Malinon Einin, because the Gemara in Sanhedrin says a Memzainim Beis, that they would take offer from the kever of Rav in order to cure certain illnesses, certain types of fevers, and if he would have said that we would take offer from the kever of Rav, it would to make it sound like he's cursing himself, that we should be sick, that we should need the offer, the therapeutic value of the kever of Rav. So that's why it says that we should fill our eyes with it, to show that it's only because of the chavivus of Rav. It's not because we're wishing upon ourselves to be sick. But bottom line is, they're asking Anula, how can you tell me in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that the Aver that emerges is going to be mutter with the shechita of the mother? But Rav and Shmuel said, not that way. So Ela Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So despite that, Ela Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Right, despite that, Rabbi Yochanan says, Hakol Hayu Bechlal, that whatever, whenever you have a mechitza of, let's say, Kachim Kachim, where it's not allowed to leave the Azaro, or Kachim Kalim, that are not allowed to leave the mechitzos of Yerushalayim, or the Ubar, that is only mutter if it remains in the mechitzos of its mother. So, Hakol Hayu Bechlal, Basa Basada Trefa Lo Sochelu. All of that is included in Basa Basada Trefa Lo Sochelu, that if it leaves its mechitza, it becomes a treifa, and therefore we should aser it as soon as it goes out of its mechitza, even if it returns back into the mechitza. It should be aser. But when it comes to the Karban Chatos that Aaron Ubanov were soreif on the day of the Chanukah Samishkan, it says that Moshe got angry at them and he said to them that Hein lo huva esdom ala kodesh penima, that why did you burn it and you didn't eat it? And the Gemara Maseches Psachim Darshins, that Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them that penima, it was a penima, never left the Azara. So why did you burn it? So it sounds like any Chatos that leaves the Azara, even if it comes back in, it should be burnt. So that's difficult. Why does the Paskev tell me that a chatas that leaves the Azara and comes back in is Asr? After all, don't I already know that from this pasuk of pasuk beside the treifa? So kishapir lecha akasav gabichatzah shiatzah chutzav kisasav chazra asura. So when the pasuk tells me in that conversation between Moshe on the one hand and Aaron Ubanov on the other hand that dafka by that chatos, if it left the mechitzah and came back in, that it's aser chatos who tapir rachmanaba avul kol mili kivadad shari. That's coming to tell me that it's dafka by a chatos that we say such a thing, that if it leaves the mechitzah and comes back in, it's still as if it's outside of the mechitzah. You got to burn it, it's done, it's no good. But anything else that's subject to a mechitzah, if it leaves the mechitzah and is brought back in, it's mutter. And that's the basis for Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says that the Aver that emerged and then was brought back in is going to be mutter with the Shechita. With the shechita of the mother, that's the chiddush. Now the Ramban raises the question: how could Rabbi Yochanan darshan from the fact that it says it by a chatas to be made everything else? One of the midrash shatar just ben is davar shayu bchalal v'yatzam in aklal lelamid al klal kula yatzah. L'chora, he's getting the midrash shatar just ben wrong. I mean, if you're telling me that there is a klal that anything that leaves the mechitza is going to be automatically no good, but there's one place that tells me that explicitly that it's no good, we shouldn't say that that place is the exception. We should say that that place is the klal, lelamid al klal kulu yatsa. It's coming to tell me about all dinim of mechitzos. That's the kasha of the Ramban. The Ramban says that it is coming to teach him about the klal, about all kachim that are asr. That just like a chatos, which is kachim mizbeach, if it leaves and then comes back in, it's asr. So do all kachim mizbeach, if they leave and come back in, they're asr. But by chulin, that's not so. And over here, we're talking about chulin. So meisvei, so they ask Hanula that it says in the Brisa about an eiver that is asr if it leaves the mother's womb. What is the pasuk teaching me? Because we find when it comes to Meister Sheni and Bikurim that where you're not allowed to bring them outside of Yerushalayim, that if you bring them outside of Yerushalayim, you can just bring them back in and eat them. So I might think the same is true by the Uber, that if it left its mechitza, meaning the mother's womb, and came back in, it's going to vayter bimutter. That's what the pasuk has to say. Treifa, to tell me that it's asr even if comes back in. My Talmud, how do I learn that from the word treifa? So Amar Rabba says that we learn it as we learn it as follows. Ketreifa, ma treifa kivin shenitrufa shuv ein la heter. Just like a treifa is final, when something becomes a treifa, it does not become mutter again. Af basar kivin shiatzu chutz mechitzaso shuv ein lo heter. So too, basar of kachim and the aver of an ubar that leaves its mechitza, once it leaves its mechitza, it does not have any heter anymore. So you see from the Brisa against Ula Rabbi Yochanan, who allowed the Aver that stuck out and then was brought back in to become kosher with the Shechita of the Aim, you see, not that way. So Tiyufta to Ula, Tiyufta, it's therefore a Tiyufta on Ula, and Ula's Shechita is rejected. The Kasha that Tosos raises is that if we reject Ula, and anything is Yotzei Chutz Mechitzasam is Aser, even when it's brought back in, why does the Torah have to be Mefarit by a Chatos that it's aser even when it left chutzal mechitzaso? So ayein sham in tosos tibra maskul yachal. But I'm already over time over here, so we're going to stop over here. And Bezer Shem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Amar Mar toward the bottom of the page, a little bit behind, but toward the bottom of the page on some chesim beis. Everyone have a wonderful evening.